We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dave Leventhal, editor-at-large with the Center for Public Integrity, is joining us live this morning. On the impeachment front, Dave, we're stepping into new territory as this process continues in Washington. It's not like there's just a playbook that you're pulling out, because it seems like everything is always uncharted at this point, right?
It sure is. And the only charting that we do have, at least in modern history, is going back 21-odd years when Bill Clinton was impeached. And you know, right now what we have here in Washington, D.C., among several major storylines that include a big debate tonight and Donald Trump having a campaign rally in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, is the likelihood that there's going to be, finally, after weeks of delay, a transfer of the articles of impeachment, the two articles of impeachment, from the U.S. House to the U.S. Senate. And we know that there's going to be pomp and circumstance. We know that there's going to be a ceremonial transfer, quite literally, physically, from the House to the Senate, with a parade of characters going forward, or at least that's what we're being told at this point. The one thing that I don't think is going to happen, that there's no indication that there will be, is sort of the cinematic Nancy Pelosi giving the articles of impeachment to Mitch McConnell on the Senate side. I think it's going to, regardless of what it is, fall a little bit short of that.
Yeah, I mean, we have email now, so it could just be as simple as that, right?
Hey, well, with the technology sometimes that Congress uses, radio, telegraph, or fax may be the,
yeah.
the proper way of going.
You know, I think a lot of people have questions here, because we had seen this delay in delivering those articles over to the Senate, and Democrats have kept saying and still are saying that, no, we want to see a full trial. We want to see witnesses. We want to see more documents in this trial. Republicans don't seem to have really had changed their stance at all. So what changed to the point where now we're seeing these articles being delivered this week, even though it seems like neither side has budged?
Well, this underscores a truth about the impeachment process that oftentimes people forget or never knew in the first place, because we don't have impeachment trials every day here, is that impeachment is a decidedly political process. This is not a legal process. So what you would expect from a court of law doesn't really apply to the impeachment process for a president or any other official. So as a result, there's been this kind of colossal tug of war, push and pull between Republicans and Democrats, you know, as one might expect for any situation such as this. And Nancy Pelosi delaying the transfer of the articles of impeachment is part and parcel of that tug of war. What has changed at this point is that Democrats finally want to get on with it. I think the rank and file is getting a little antsy at this point. And also, too, it comes at a time when Donald Trump will be making a State of the Union address, or has been invited to do so in the House during what will probably be his own impeachment trial. If you're looking for high drama, that's going to be just about it. It also comes at a time, a curious time for Democrats, in that it's going to be right within the teeth of the Democratic presidential primary, in all likelihood, which begins in earnest at the beginning of February, when you have the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primaries. So a lot of stuff stacking on top of itself right now. And as you mentioned before, there's really no template for this. So we don't exactly know how this is all going to roll out, because there's really nothing to point to all that much.
If you had to guess right now, would you say that there would be no trial in the Senate, a short one, or a trial with witnesses?
There's almost certainly going to be some sort of a trial. Republicans in the Senate, including Mitch McConnell, have indicated that there will, in all likelihood, be a trial. Whether that's going to be long or short, I think it's difficult to predict at this point. The Republicans do at least seem somewhat open to calling witnesses. Donald Trump has kind of been all over the map on whether he wants this to be long or short, but it's really not going to be his choice. So that's really in the offing, and is going to have to be a part of the negotiation and also the rulemaking for this trial that still hasn't happened right yet. So even though we're going to have this transfer today, we don't exactly know how it's all going to go down, because the Senate for itself hasn't decided that yet.
Is it still expected, though, to begin before the end of the month?
Quite possibly. And I think if this goes into February without it starting yet, that would be surprising. So if you're a betting person, bet that it's going to happen this month. Yes, Brian.
All right. Hey, I want to ask you, with Iowa in 3 weeks, Democratic debate tonight, Cory Booker suspended his campaign yesterday. Why didn't he catch on?
He was really trying to go for a sort of middle ground among Democrats that was occupied by plenty of other people, too, including Kamala Harris, a senator from California, who dropped out, and Pete Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, who has caught fire to really the detriment of a Cory Booker. So Booker just, never really caught that fire that that Pete Buttigieg had, because Pete Buttigieg, in a way, was bringing something different. He was new, he was novel, and Cory Booker just never found his footing in sort of that same territory where it's difficult to differentiate yourself when, at one point, there were more than 20 different Democrats running for the presidency on the primary side. And not everyone can win. Only one can for the nomination. So some people are going to have to fall to the wayside. And for Cory Booker, much to his chagrin, he was one of those who did.
All right. Dave, thanks so much for the time. That's Dave Leventhal with the Center for Public Integrity.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.